What's up, everyone? It's Cass, and this is the first episode of the Book Haul. All right, I'm so excited for this because I have been dying to get started on this and getting to hear from you all on your thoughts and opinions about the readings. So for those of you who have not heard the intro episode for this show, the first few months are going to be devoted to Stalking Jack the Ripper series by Carrie Maniscalco. It is a quartet series, and the final book just came out a few weeks ago on September 10th. The story follows 17-year-old Audrey Rose in 1888 London, who was born into a life of wealth and privilege since her father was a lord. But unbeknownst to her father's wishes for her life, Audrey lives a secret life of forensics, where she slips away to her uncle's laboratory to study. Her work on a string of savagely killed women leads her to follow the case of a serial killer, and Audrey is forced to twist her way through the streets of London alongside Thomas Cresswell, an apprentice of her uncle in his lab, to discover the shocking truth behind the murders. Today's episode will be devoted to some background knowledge about the series and the author, while in episode 2 we will be going through the first 3 chapters of the first book together. Alright, so with that being said, we'll start with getting to know the author a little bit more. According to her personal website, Carrie Maniscalco grew up in New York's Hudson Valley. Her love for reading began young with her grandmother and mother, who then passed their passion for literature on to her and her sister. In her bio, she stated that she spent most weekends at libraries and bookstores. She also says that she has a tradition with her family every Christmas, where her parents gift her a new leather-bound book each year to add to her collection. Honestly, I wish I had more leather-bound books like that, so I'm about to make that a tradition with my family as well, along with the other books they're going to give me anyway. Her father was a retired chiropractor and had many anatomy books and sculptures in his office, which sparked her interest in forensics as a teenager. She was fascinated by her father's stories of studying cadavers in college, which would later on spark the idea for Audrey Rose, one of the main characters in Stalking Jack the Ripper. Maniscalco herself took criminal justice and science courses in college and considered becoming a forensic psychologist. She decided to instead turn to novel writing instead due to her love for reading and writing. Carrie is also open about the fact that she was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease, a condition that is classified as an invisible disability and chronic illness. She is very open about talking about it with her fans and is very careful about putting her health first when it comes to attending events and book tours. It is also why she gave Audrey Rose a chronic condition, which we will discuss later on. Having the main character have such a disability allows readers who also have a disability to see themselves in a book. And I love that she did that for readers, especially because we need to see more diversity in young adult literature so that future generations can see themselves in some of their favorite works. Now on her FAQ page for her website, she lists some of the main reasons for her inspirations for Stalking Jack the Ripper. Her inspiration came from the fact that she could not find a dark gothic forensic book, so she tossed the idea out to her agent to create a story herself. Audrey Rose became almost a Dr. Watson, and the mystery unfolds from there. Her choice of using Jack the Ripper came after she decided Audrey Rose's choice of career. She decided to up the tension by making it historical, and the Jack the Ripper case was the story she decided to retell. It was one of the first crime cases where forensics was used with glee. Now we all can't forget the other main character in this series, Mr. Thomas Cresswell. Carrie says that she initially had him to be a side character in the story, but kept expanding on him every time that she went to write more. Thomas ended up being the witty Sherlock Holmes that irks Audrey Rose with his intelligence and charm, not to mention the fact that he is very progressive for his era. Alright, that was a ton of information thrown at you guys. If you want to know more about Carrie and her work, as well as more fun facts on this series, you can always visit her website. Just type into Google her first and last name and it will be the first link that you see. In next week's episode, we'll start diving into the book itself, beginning with chapters 1 through 3. See you all next week.